And joining me in the care of ES studios this afternoon is Gerd Wüstemann, who is director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here to talk about the spring season that is starting to gallop away. And we need to get tickets and figure out what it is we want to see there. You've got a lot of things going on. You have several series. I know some of our listeners may remember you came in the fall and talked about the various series that you all have going on that really speak to so many people's varying artistic interests. So tonight, you have a wonderful series for children and families, mm-hmm. and just in time for the inauguration, you've got this great program about presidents.
Yeah, and I got a little preview this morning already. We had a school performance with three or four classes full of kids, like the whole theater full of kids, for this show called Rock the Presidents. It's a wonderful group. They do this really lively multimedia rock and roll show about the 44 presidents of the United States, and of course, just days before the inauguration. It's just wonderful to have this program, and they did a fantastic job. The kids went crazy. They do a little Q&A with them at the end also, so it's good fun. That's happening again tonight in our family performance series at 7 p.m. and tomorrow night one more time. So come out and enjoy the show. Bring your kids and experience art with them together. It's just a wonderful opportunity. It's a very inexpensive ticket, and it's just a great way to introduce your young ones to art in a great setting.
And I promise you they're going to remember it. I know my sons still talk about those programs that I took them to for the performance series that started so long ago. It's been a great part of y'all's offerings.
Mm-hmm. We've had a partner who supported this for many, many years, and it's really one of our staples. It's a wonderful thing. For me, it's very rewarding because, I mean, there's nothing like announcing a show to a whole theater full of screaming kids. It's just a wonderful thing. It's lots of fun.
They're responsive. Really, you can feed off of their energy, but it is a great one. That's the family performance series tonight and tomorrow, mm-hmm. With Rock the Presidents. And then I know you've got lots of performances for adults and I guess young people as well, jazz and singer-songwriters, and of course, at the end of the month, Crossroads is coming up. So let's kind of start off at the beginning of those concerts.
I'm particularly excited about next week because on Tuesday, that's January 22nd, we have one of my all-time favorite bands in the house, Los Lobos, bringing their unique brand of Mexican rock and roll to ACA. This is their sort of semi-electric show. In other words, they're catering a bit to our room. They're playing with a little bit less amplification than usual, but it is their full-on rock show with some of the traditional stuff thrown in. It's going to be an amazing night. I think we have a handful of tickets released today, some holes that opened up, but we're pretty much sold out. So if you want to see Los Lobos in a 300-seat, great-sounding venue, you better jump on it. We're almost completely full. It's going to be a great night, and actually, this is going to make my life complete because I asked the agent to write in the contract that I get to have a drink of tequila backstage with the boys. So I'm very excited because I've really always wanted to meet these guys, and I'm just thrilled that we have these guys at ACA. It's going to be a great night.
Well, I know we have a lot of Los Lobos fans among our listeners. We've been playing their music for decades now, mm-hmm. and you're always hearing them on World Cafe or NPR. I know there was recently a feature story on mm-hmm. Los Lobos, and they're just amazing. So I know many of our listeners are interested in that. And if they would like tickets, please call now or go online and get your tickets for Los Lobos. And even though they may not all get to go backstage to have a little drink of tequila, it is a very small venue, and you'll be right there. You'll really experience what it would be like to be in a small club with Los Lobos.
Yeah, it's really a special thing. And these guys are such legends. I mean, the band's been around for over 25 years, mm-hmm. and I think they've really rewritten a chapter of rock and roll in this country. And what an unlikely success story also. They really are very special.
Yeah, very personable, really great mm-hmm. performers. So that's next Tuesday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You have released some tickets, and so check them out now.
Check them out now. In that same series, of course, in our All-Star series, also coming up at the end of towards the end of the month on Sunday the 27th, another great performer, Travis Tritt, a very big name in the country scene, one of the big country stars of the late 90s, early 2000s, still very much an icon in the business. He's doing his acoustic solo show with us. So in other words, you get to see Travis Tritt very much up close and personal, walking through his incredible repertoire of songwriting. Most people don't know he is actually a really fantastic guitarist. His roots were in Southern rock. So I have some real expectations there, and being a very, very special night. He has a great young gentleman as an opener with him. And again, we have a handful of tickets we just re-released for that show as well. That is on Sunday the 27th. Don't miss that show. It's going to be a great night.
All right. And of course, information on his performance and tickets all available at the website. And I believe y'all have a Facebook presence too, which is really nice. You get updates mm-hmm. on what's coming up at the Acadiana Center.
Yeah, check us out on Facebook. Become a friend. go to our site, acadianacenterforthearts.org, and you can sign up for our e-blast so you're always in the know because we have so many things going on.
Yes, it's good to be reminded constantly to keep it on your calendar. And then there's a wonderful jazz singer coming on the 25th, I believe, a Chilean jazz singer, and you're really glad that she's going to be at the ACA.
Yeah, Friday nights are jazz nights at ACA, and this is no exception. We basically turn the ACA into a little jazz club. We take our theater seats out, do this table seating. We have cocktail waiters. So you feel like you're in a big club in New York City, except there's no smoke. The prices are better. They don't kick you out after a 50-minute set. And it's a better sounding room than most of those clubs. So it's really a wonderful experience. But all jokes aside, Claudia Acuña is our artist for this Friday, the 25th. She is a Chilean-born singer who has been in the New York scene for a number of years now, works with Branford Marsalis, is on his label. And so there's a real connection to one of our iconic Louisiana jazz performance, really. And she is an extraordinary singer who uniquely also in the jazz world sings some of her stuff in Spanish and some in English. So it's a really great experience. I've seen her perform at Birdland in New York a couple of years ago, and I absolutely fell in love with the voice and the musicianship of her whole band. So we're really excited to have this quintet here. It's going to be a great night.
You know, maybe you have that same experience. I have over the years heard so many people in our community around Lafayette say, I sure wish there was more jazz in Lafayette. You know, there's a lot of interest in it out there. And I think sometimes maybe we don't make that effort. And of course, obviously, we don't have a Birdland that you could just go to every weekend and it becomes habit. But certainly when we have these opportunities, if we want them to continue, it's a good idea to attend.
Well, you know, when we built this theater, I from the get-go, I thought, you know, it's an odd thing that jazz as an art form doesn't have more of a presence here because, I mean, after all, we live 2 hours west from the birthplace of the music, of the art form, and arguably it is the American art form, if there ever was one. So as we were building the theater, and I thought, you know, this is so cool. We can take our seats out. We can really turn this into something different. We can create a different vibe and make it more sort of jazz-like, loungy, comfortable. And that maybe helps us break down some barriers. And that's kind of exactly what happened. This series has been very successful. We have a great mix of performers, people like Claudia, who probably are not a known entity here. Next month, we have a Preservation Hall jazz band coming, so something that's a bit closer to home, and I expect we have a sellout crowd for that show. So I think we have the ability here to reflect on really the birthplace of jazz, but at the same time also introduce new up-and-coming artists, so people that normally you won't get to see in the South. And I think it's been really a great recipe for us.
All right. So the 25th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Claudia Acuña. You can find out more about her on the web, hear a little bit of her voice, and support jazz in our community. If you've ever been someone who said that, I sure wish there was more jazz around here. This is a great opportunity to ensure that it does happen again. And then in addition to all of these wonderful performances, of course, the Crossroads series is continuing at the ACA, and that's happening at the end of the month on the 30th.
Very end of the month. We're starting with our next Crossroads show in Lake Charles on the 30th, Wednesday night. As always, KRVS is carrying the broadcast, so we're excited about that partnership continuing. And I think it's just wonderful to have the program on the radio. Then on Thursday, the 31st, and February 1st, the Friday night, we have two nights of Crossroads at ACA. And this is a show I'm very much looking forward to. It is Joel Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round. So in essence, it's a project he started to explore the connections of Cajun music and early country swing, country western music coming out of Texas. Because if you think about the 50s and 60s, you know, you had Hank Williams coming through here, connecting to the likes of D.L. Menard and other people here. And I think both Cajun music has had some impact on early country and vice versa, certainly. And to sweeten the deal and make this a particularly special night, we actually have as a very special guest star for both nights, Mr. Jimmy C. Newman, our own Grand Ole Opry member sitting in. Jimmy C. is now, I think, in his early 70s. So he's a real legend of Cajun-born country legend, really, and I can't wait to see him on stage with these young guys mixing it up and doing some wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm. So is this a group that Joelle is putting together just for Crossroads, or this is a group that has been kind of honing their country skills?
He's been playing this project a little bit. As a matter of fact, my introduction to this was at, I think it was a year ago at Festival International. One of the pre-nights, like a Wednesday or Thursday night, he had a gig with this band that he had tossed together to explore this music at Antlers. And I literally stumbled into the evening. I couldn't believe what I heard. I mean, there were people like Wayne Toops coming up, sitting in with them, doing covers of old country songs. It was just absolutely an amazing night, and things just kept getting better and better throughout the evening. And I said, you know, we ought to come together and make this a more formal thing, because I think this is worth exploring, because it's just a great sort of tangent of what's happening here musically right now. And Joel, of course, is a bit of a musical chameleon. He's really engulfed himself in country music, but I mean, old style country, but also in bluegrass and hill country music and so forth. And so we came up with this project, and I think it's just going to be fantastic.
Well, I love the phrase a merry-go-round of of music. So that is Crossroads. Again, as you mentioned, it will be in Lake Charles. So for our listeners in Lake Charles, you'll get to hear it at Central School on the 30th. We will broadcast that live as well, and then the next two evenings at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And tickets are now available for that performance?
Tickets are online, absolutely, and in Lake Charles you can go to your ticket vendors there and purchase tickets for the Lake Charles show. That show starts at 7. We start at 7:30 as always, and absolutely they're available. And again, I think this is going to be a very full show, so buy your tickets early.
Yeah, it's a very representative of the mission of Crossroads, you know, bringing those different forces and generations together and bringing them all together on one stage.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be exciting.
And I know y'all just had a very nice art walk. You ended the exhibit in the main gallery with Giuliano Cesari, and I hope a lot of people had the opportunity to see that show. That was a wonderful show you all put together.
I was very thrilled to see this, and of course our team of curators, Brian Guidry and Mary Bate, always do a wonderful job working with the artists, in this case with the collectors, and in really presenting the very best way of presenting these shows. And Giuliano is such a delightful gentleman. It was really wonderful to have the show for a couple of months. I'm sorry to see it gone, but I'm excited about what's next. We had a wonderful art walk in January. We even though the weather was, as we all remember, pretty dreadful, sort of Arctic with rain, but it's kind of weather I left Germany for, to be honest.
Just to remind you, Gert, every once in a while.
Of what I'm not missing. That's right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. But it was a great art walk. We had a huge turnout, and I'm particularly excited because these days we get so many young faces coming to art walks, and we have a very young audience, and that gives me great encouragement for the future of the interest of this new generation that grows into this. And to introduce them to these pieces, some of them 15th and 16th century drawings, it was just a wonderful joy. But upcoming, we're completely shifting gear. We are moving from sort of very delicate, intricate works throughout the centuries. We're moving to a show of John Hawthorne's work, one of our own long-standing professor at UL, a fantastic artist, and really a sort of representative of a abstract expressionist style. I'm very excited about this show. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Well, even though to say abstract expressionist, people have a lot of affection for John Hawthorne's work. They respond to it so emotionally and immediately, and it's going to be one that people are very grateful that you all have put together.
You know, this is, I think, his first full retrospective here in this area, and certainly long overdue and much deserved. We started working on this project with him more than a year ago, and I think there's been an accompanying catalog that was developed, so I think it's going to be a really great set of works in the AC.
We'll look forward to talking with your curators as that opening gets closer. That will be John Hawthorne's retrospective opening in the main gallery for the next art walk at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. But in the meantime, lots of things to do at the ACA. My guest, Gert Vusterman, is the executive director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here talking about lots of different performances, starting with a family performance tonight, Rock the Presidents. And if you're having a hard time remembering all of your presidents as the inauguration comes up, you're trying to teach your children, this is a great way to have some show and tell and let some other people give them some information.
I watched this morning, and there were actually two presidents I never heard of before. So, and I'm, of course, I am a foreigner, but I do like history, but it was pretty incredible and really a great fun show. I think the little ones will love it. And as I said, you might learn a few things. things as well.
That's right. So that's tonight and tomorrow at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You can buy tickets at the door or reserve them online. And then just quickly, what's coming up next week?
Los Lobos on the 22nd, on the 25th, Friday night, Claudia Acuña in our jazz series. Sunday the 27th, Travis Tritt. Not to be forgotten, in between we have on Wednesday night opening Cinema on the Bayou, our local film festival. That is Wednesday the 23rd. And a whole day of screenings as part of Cinema on the Bayou on Saturday the 26th. We start with films at 9 a.m. and I think the last film starts at 10 p.m. So it's going to be a very big day. And then to wrap up the month, we have the beginning of Crossroads, Lake Charles on the 30th, 31st, and February 1st here at ACA.
All right. I hope you had your calendars out. But if not, you have that all listed on your website as well.
It's on our website. You can sign up for our e-blast. You'll be well informed.
All right, Gerd, thank you so much. And we look forward to the spring of the ACA.
Thanks for having me.